All right, y'all. I hope you had a great 3-day weekend. This is Kaylee Chella checking in with today's top stories. Quarreling and confusion marked the Senate hearing Tuesday for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, with politically charged arguments about White House documents and process getting as much attention as the role the conservative judge would likely play in shaping rules on abortion, executive power, and other national issues. Strong Democratic opposition to President Trump's nominee reflected the political stakes for both parties just 2 months before congressional elections. The Democrats, including several senators poised for 2020 presidential bids, tried to block the proceedings over Kavanaugh records being withheld by the White House. Republicans, in turn, accused the Democrats of turning the hearing into a circus, and protesters shouted out frequent and persistent disruptions from the audience. After hours of silently listening to the partisan exchanges, Kavanaugh rose to be sworn in and give opening remarks. He stressed the court's independence at a time when Democrats say he was picked because Trump believes the judge's expansive view on executive power will help the president in investigations. Kavanaugh told the senators, quote, "Our independent judiciary is the crown jewel of our constitutional republic. The Supreme Court is the last line of defense for the separation of powers and the rights and liberties guaranteed by the Constitution. The Supreme Court must never, never be viewed as a partisan institution." Democrats raised objections to the nomination from the moment Chairman Chuck Grassley gaveled the Judiciary Committee to order. Several, including Kamala Harris of California, Cory Booker of New Jersey, and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, all potential presidential contenders, demanded that Republicans delay the hearing. They railed against the unusual vetting process by Republicans that failed to include many documents from the 3 years Kavanaugh worked in the George W. Bush administration and 100,000 more pages withheld by the Trump White House. Some 42,000 pages were released on the evening before the hearing. Harris said at the top of the proceedings, quote, "We cannot possibly move forward, Mr. Chairman, with this hearing." Grassley disagreed. As protesters repeatedly interrupted the session, Republican Senator Ted Cruz, who's fighting for his own re-election in Texas, apologized to Kavanaugh for the spectacle he said had less to do about the judge's legal record than Trump in the White House. Cruz said, quote, "It's about politics. It's about Democratic senators relitigating the 2016 election." Republicans' slim 51-49 majority in the Senate was bolstered during the hearing by the announcement from Arizona that Governor Doug Ducey was appointing John Kyle, the former senator, to fill the seat held by the late Senator John McCain. With majority Republicans appearing united, Democrats appear to have dim prospects of blocking Kavanaugh's confirmation. Nike has touched off a furor by wading into football's national anthem debate with an ad featuring Colin Kaepernick, the former 49ers quarterback who was the first athlete to kneel during the Star-Spangled Banner to protest police brutality against blacks and hasn't played a game since 2016. The ad copy reads, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything." The ad, part of Nike's 30th anniversary Just Do It campaign, has outraged many. Online, people threatened boycotts and posted videos and photos of shoes set on fire, Nike gear thrown in the trash, and swoosh logos cut out of products. Most big corporations steer clear of politics, and marketing experts disagreed Tuesday over whether the Kaepernick campaign is good business. But some noted approvingly that it made a big splash and set Nike apart. And they said it could solidify Nike's bond with athletes, especially black ones, an important consideration for a company that relies heavily on sports stars to endorse its products. Nike did not return a request for comment about its strategy. Prolonging the uncertainty over who will fill the late John McCain's U.S. Senate seat, the governor of Arizona on Tuesday announced the appointment of former Senator John Kyle, but said he has only committed to serve until the end of the year. Kyle, a Republican who retired from the Senate in 2012 to become a lobbyist and spend more time with his family, is currently shepherding President Donald Trump's nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. Kyle's appointment will make it possible for him to vote for the nomination. It's unclear what more Kyle, who is 76, will do in the Senate. He said he agreed to serve briefly out of a sense of duty and will not run for the seat in 2020 when Arizona voters will decide who fills that seat through 2022. That seat will then be up again for a full 6-year term. This has been a report by Kaylee Chella for Anchor. To stay up to date, follow us on Twitter at Anchor, or you can follow me at Kaylee Chella. That's at C-A-I-L-L-E-Y Chella. Chella out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.